Chloe makes me happy.
Wait. Hello.
No, sorry, babe.
It's Hi. Summer.
Hi. Suka.
Hi, it's Rocket.
That's really cute, though.
What is?
They're her little... I'm sure we can find a bobby pin. Nikki has them everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, hard. In that thing with the scissors. I always put them in there. Perfect. So today we're going to talk about regulars.
Regulars.
Club regulars who love you.
Or who don't.
Who don't love you.
We always get creatures, like...
Interesting like, humans.
Almost like stray cats or dogs that hang around. The club.
Okay.
Oh, are you still looking for one?
No, it's fine.
Okay, hold on, guys.
We need to find a bobby pin. I always... Oh, here's one. I put it up here for Nikki all the time.
Thank
Just
you.
Maybe dust it off a little bit.
Mission accomplished.
I was like, is that one still up there that I put up there for Nikki?
Teamwork.
Yes. Makes the dream work.
Lord love a duck.
Anywho, so yeah. Yeah, sometimes we get weird regulars who just come in and like sit there.
And do nothing.
Usually, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he has autism. I think.
Who Which does?
One? The one who sits there with, and he always waves.
The ponytail guy.
Oh,
no.
Him.
Oh,
Thumbs
no.
up, dude.
Yeah, he's actually really.
He's
like,
nice.
Nice. He's just socially weird. Like
yeah,
I
do think
he's autistic.
He
or
definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like bad for him, but he entertains me and he's always smiling. So
yeah, he's
really
nice, but he just doesn't.
Like
yeah, no, you can't at all. He just doesn't.
It's not like, of their like
tip or anything. He just.
No,
he
but he doesn't
dollars.
Sit in front row, so that's
what?
Good.
What?
The guy who smiles and waves?
Yeah.
Smiley guy?
Yes.
My guy?
Oh, no,
no,
no not that guy,
totally
not that guy.
No,
oh.
That guy's tips.
No,
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 no
we're
no,
talking
no.
about this Asian one guy who's, like, Asian and...
He always does a thumbs up. That guy.
Oh, I
don't
know.
The one who goes
you
up...
Don't? He always wears
the
a big
one who always
coat.
Comes up to me and he always waves and smiles.
Yeah, he goes...
Like, with a huge
And if
smile.
He's saying your name, he'll be like, Summer! Summer!
Yeah.
Summer!
Yes, he does do that. Yes.
Once
oh,
he gets your
he
attention.
He waits till you
yeah,
acknowledge him
cute.
And then he smiles and he waves really
yeah.
enthusiastically.
Really
yeah.
enthusiastic.
Anyway.
To Jamie, it's the best.
Yeah. He does that to
Jamie,
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 Jamie, hey, Jamie, Jamie, Jamie,
thumbs up.
Jamie. And then gives him like a really enthusiastic thumbs up.
But he did two different things the other day. He did this, a double point.
Okay, I
did. And he
that.
Did a salute.
Oh,
wow.
I didn't see that.
I was like, wow.
Learning social cues.
Right?
But anyway, yeah, like, he's nice. I don't mind
yeah,
him. He's not, like, creepy or anything.
No, definitely.
Yeah, then there's, like, smiley guy. He tips.
Yeah, he tips.
Yeah. Well, the other one doesn't sit in front row, so it's not
Yeah,
really,
that's
like,
true.
Whatever.
I mean, I like when he's here because he's usually here early, and then,
yeah,
that
and then
we
get
our
a
show,
show,
right?
Yeah, because we feed
our bar.
Have one. Yeah.
Is like if there's one customer in here, we'll get our show. Some bars wait till there's like
three
or five or whatever,
yeah.
but for us it's just one
We're
person.
Lucky.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah, so he basically gets us paid.
Yeah, so that's
yeah.
nice. Thanks.
So we're like, thank you.
Thank you, person who I don't know your name, sorry.
Oh frick, I feel bad. I don't know his name.
It's
either.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't know like half the people's
yeah,
names. Even people,
I don't even know people who work here.
Yeah, even if I'm actually friends with them, I like don't even know their name.
I'm like, hey babe, how is it going?
Bye,
babe. Hey,
babe. See you later.
Hey, remember that time I called that guy Sean? He got really mad.
What? You called some guy Sean?
What?
Somebody that worked here. And was his name not Sean?
No, apparently not.
Well,
maybe he should have maybe had a better personality to make
it.
It
rhymed
on you.
With Sean.
Who was
so,
it?
What John.
Was it? Oh, what the hell?
Like, how? I am.
I don't understand why people.
Like, you think I can hear perfectly in this place? Or you?
Well,
crazy?
But I mean, also, it's like you're not. Really an important person to me, so why would
no,
I remember
truth.
Your name, right?
Plus, it's not like it was, like, Dave. She was like, hey, David. No, it was like,
yeah, actually,
it was
close.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I think that's
close.
Pretty good.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, who's your guys' favorite regular?
My favorite
preference?
Regular? Honestly, it depends on the day. Because I do like my weird...
Oh, yeah, your weird snake
little
guy.
Little brown guy, yeah. I do like Aaron if I'm having a day that I can deal with odd humans.
His weirdness.
Yeah, because...
So, Aaron's...
He's a regular.
He's
and
a weird guy.
Yeah, he's... He has his,
quirks.
Fetishes. Yeah, so he's different. I like him because he is different. It makes it kind of fun, but if you're not in the mood to deal with it, it's not fun. It's just annoying. But...
Talking
yeah.
about regulars on the podcast.
Oh. Who's your favorite? Smiley?
Me, because he gave me a book, and I just...
He's nice.
That's really special, honestly. It's like kind of special to give someone.
It's nice that he smiles too.
And he gave me like a mixtape of like
a mixtape.
Wow. Like a CD.
Wait, like a
like,
cassette?
No, like he burned a CD with like a playlist.
My God, that's so
I wouldn't even like have Motown something to music. Play that with.
That's so funny.
Do you have a CD machine?
In my car.
Oh yeah, I guess in a car.
So great.
No, I'm like, you know, I can just look it up on Apple Music. It's like, yeah, it's like Motown.
Just make me a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably doesn't know how to use Spotify.
No, it's like the nostalgia, right? Like,
I guess, yeah.
Do you guys remember? Okay, maybe I'm just like old. But back in the day, we used to have blank cassette tapes, and when the song came on the radio that you wanted to hear, you'd press record.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, no, you didn't.
No, actually, that's how you would make a mixtape.
No, you didn't. You're lying. You're
no, I remember when I was, like, a child. When I was, like, a child.
No, guys. Like, when I was in high school, I did that. Yeah, I'm old as fuck.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Well, you don't
believe me. I believe you because
I mean,
I don't care
if anyone believes me or not. No, I'm just saying that is where the mixtape comes from.
Idea from it.
It's literally you're putting your tape together based on, like, the shit that's on the radio.
The radio.
Yeah, I just really appreciate if a regular gives me
something
that you personalize.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so like at this other club I worked at, I had this guy who was like, he was kind of like, he gave me this DVD. He worked for Air Canada, and I guess Air Canada does, or maybe it was WestJet. Actually, yeah, no, it was Air Canada. And so they do this like charity thing where they like fly a bunch of kids who have terminal illnesses to like Disney World for a day or something. I don't know. And then they make a promotional video about it or some shit. And then he like gave me a copy of the video on DVD. Yeah, it was.
Did you think
you
would
really
be interested
really
in that?
I guess.
Were you?
No.
I know, that's why
I'm like, I don't think it'd be interesting, but maybe for some reason.
I think it stemmed from a conversation. Like, I think we were talking about, like, because at the time I had gone to Ecuador to volunteer, and then he was like,
oh, so that's showing
really
you what
cool.
He did.
Like,
kind of
I
thing.
Did that too. But yeah, he was like a
that's
really
cute.
Pleasant guy, but he also, like, I don't know, like, he was really.
I know, don't worry.
Yeah. He was also, like, one of those people who was, like, really personable, but also, like, opened up a lot. Like, when his dad died, he, like, came and told me, and I was like, I am not qualified to hear this. No.
Yeah. I feel like regulars, if you mention something, they'll take it to mean, like, it's your favorite thing.
Yeah, totally. That's
I like
so
dolphins.
True.
She's in love with dolphins.
It's,
I'm
no, but,
her
like,
everything.
Actually, yeah.
No, that's true.
Because I was
that's
just
true.
Telling
that's
this
true.
Guy, like, oh, I don't really like carrots. Like, I hate carrots, but I like.
Hey, you don't like them either.
But
I don't
like
them either. It's true.
I like
same.
Everything. Like, I'll eat the weirdest food. Like, I
same.
Eat, like, fucking weird foods, but, like, I don't like carrots.
Same. Hate them.
But
and then he was like.
I was like, yeah, I don't like carrots, but I like carrot cake.
So he kept bringing you
carrot
cake.
Every week.
Oh, my God.
Every single week that I worked. I don't work at that club anymore, but every single week he would bring me a carrot cake and get someone to bring it to my room. Like, was nice, but I'm like,
cute. You're like, I don't want any
I don't
more
like
candy.
It that much. Like, I just kind of like it. It was nice.
Oh,
appreciate
that's hilarious.
It.
That's cute, though. Cute.
Yeah. It's funny. I think regulars just, like, want friends, and that's why they're so nice.
Yeah.
Because they, like, would want to be your friends.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. They're usually pretty nice regulars. Because I feel like you couldn't really be a regular if you're an ass. You'll eventually kind of.
Yeah.
Some regulars are assholes. They just spend a lot of money, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, because there's a couple, like, older guys that I mix up. I don't know who's which, but they're both kind of douchey.
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah.
They're just, like,
and
really,
I don't talk
really
to either
aggressive,
them.
But
yeah.
They spend a lot of money.
Yeah, so
it's
pals
kind
are
kind of,
like, whatever.
Sure, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
I do think sometimes regulars take it too far, and they think that because they spend money, a little or a lot, that they're your fucking friend.
No. Yeah.
Like, the guy with the beard and the glass and the hat, like, I like him. Me and Honey's boyfriend, I call
him. Oh, that guy, yeah.
He's just, like,
oh, yeah,
so,
that guy.
When he gets drunk, though, he's so
He starts out okay at the beginning of the night, but yeah, you're right.
And then he just takes it way too far.
Yeah, he gets annoying as
well. Well, I was just, like, sitting, I told you guys, but they don't know, I was just, like, outside of work in my normal clothes at the this bar, like restaurant kind of bar. I was just sitting at the bar eating my dinner, and he just like came up and started sitting beside me and talking to me. And I'm just like, dude, this is not my workplace. Like, you,
I'm not getting paid to deal with you right now. Please leave.
So I made him buy me coffee at least, but
at least you got that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but I was just—it's just
you
like,
wanted to relax and have your dinner.
Yeah, it's just like a social, like regulars. I think like go too far. Some are chill and some.
Yeah. Some know that this is just a job and that they have to pay to like you know
to hang out
to hang out.
We can hang out at work and it's all good. But
but like outside of work, it's like no.
Yeah, it's like a different thing.
It is a different thing. That's very true. Do you ever have problems with that kind of thing, Summer?
No. No, you're just the more like, hey, you want to go for an ounce? Why? You don't have $50?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
No, I'm like really clear with like boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're really good.
But then at the same time, like, I know that because I'm clear with boundaries, I don't keep a lot of regulars because of that. Because like, I know some girls are
have
really
regulars?
Good. Yeah, a couple, but they don't really like spend a lot of money.
Not like insane
it's, like,
money.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
like my regulars are guys who will like come in, tip me, and then go for a couple dances, but I don't get bought out for the night or anything, right?
Yeah, I have never had this buyout thing happen.
Not here.
Not
but
here.
In Alberta, it would happen.
In Alberta, only one bar though, because they have like that girl that pushes for you, like sells for you. So
we
that girl would.
That helps
Yeah.
No, like here. Actually, like, one of my regulars, I haven't seen him in a while, but the last time I did see him here, he was so drunk that he was falling asleep in the front row. Yeah, I was like, okay.
That's annoying.
You might want to go home.
I know,
now.
I was like, wow, like, I didn't even bother asking him.
Maybe that's why he hasn't been around in a
while.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, like, that is.
Sorry, you might have skipped the dishes and say it went through or not.
Aww.
It didn't confirm.
I'm gonna.
Oh my god, speaking of regulars,
okay.
My regular is here, so.
Okay, so, how much was it? I'm just gonna leave cash at the front of the. At the. Is it the strip
club? Hi, everybody!
I'll leave money at the.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.